This is the PI3 kinase AKT signaling pathway for the SUM185 cell line. This is a really interesting pathway, and as you can see, there is an awful lot going on with respect to the number of genes from the shRNA screen that were hits in the screen and that mapped to this pathway. Of all of some breast cancer cell lines, this one is by far the most highly enriched in this pathway. The first thing to notice in this particular pathway in this cell line is three of the oncogenes from our functional oncogene signature all mapped to this cell line. These cells have an amplification and overexpression of FGFR3. They have a point mutation in the PIK3CA oncogene, and they have amplification and overexpression of the BCL2L1 oncogene, which is shown on the KEG pathway as BCLXL. So three oncogenes in this one pathway is really quite impressive, and is probably the basis for our recently published finding, where using targeted inhibitors of FGFR signaling, PI3 kinase signaling, and BCL2L1 activation resulted in profound levels of cell death in this cell line. So again, a lot going on. FGFR signaling perhaps is mediated by some fibroblast growth factors, because indeed there are FGF8, for example, was a hit in the screen, as is FGF9. This suggests that there's some ligand stimulation of that amplified FGFR3. Well, it needs to be investigated further. One can see that the FGFR signaling is activating a number of members of the MAP kinase pathway, which is also actually shown here, GRAB2, SOS, and RAS being hits in the screen. But the signaling from through the PI3 kinase pathway all the way to AKT, which is itself overexpressed, and a number of screen hits that are downstream of AKT, again, show the activation of this pathway. In addition, PDK1's a hit in the screen, and a number of SGK kinases and other members of the mTOR pathway are all hits in this screen. Interestingly, IRS1 was a hit in the screen as well, suggesting that there's an important level of insulin or IGF receptor signaling, and in fact, IGF1 is a hit in the screen as well. Again, if you look at the pathway engine for this this pathway for this cell line, you'll be able to see all of the different growth factors and growth factor receptors and cytokines that link to this pathway that are active in these cells, as indicated by our screen. Again, a number of cytokines and cytokine receptor interactions are shown here. A number of extracellular matrix interactions. There were both integrins that were found to be hits in the screen, particularly integrin beta-5, as well as some others. So again, an awful lot going on in this pathway with three distinct functionally active oncogenes here as well. So this, we think, is really a characteristic of FGFR signaling and lots of other growth factor signaling playing a very important role in the biology of these breast cancer cells.